Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and the presidential candidate for local president of the National Postal Mailhandlers Union, Local 304. Yeah, this is your guy, Kenny Hodge. Today, I want to talk to mail handlers in specific, but Columbus, Ohio in particular. Now, understand what I'm about to say to you is just my opinion. But my opinion is based off of almost 40 years of postal knowledge and service. So when I tell you that Columbus, Ohio's management, under the direction of M&M, definitely on every occasion show the employees that we don't care about you or the mail. That's what I see. But I don't expect postal management to do what they're supposed to do. I don't expect that because they don't have a track record of doing the right thing. They have a track record of taking advantage of employees over and over again, and for whatever reason, we don't seem to have the right answer to fix it. I sit back and I watch the union allow this to take place. Understand, hear my whole show so that you don't leave here thinking I'm bashing, but instead you understand I'm team building right now. Anything postal management want to do, and it appears not to just be in Columbus, it appears to be Local 304, they seem to do it with a blessing from your current local president. I can't make this up. I don't hold branch presidents accountable for some of the more advanced or in-depth decisions that need to be made. This is why you have a local president, if he's active. This is why you have a local president to step in and help the branch presidents, guide them through these rough times. You have none of that in Local 304 right now. And I'm going to bring you all of that. I watch a piece of equipment come into the Columbus, Ohio City Gate plant called the SIP. You might have heard or seen my post on Facebook or heard a previous podcast. This is what has me feeling as though junior members, you got to wake up. You got to see that you really don't have any leadership. Kind of like Ray Charles is driving the tour bus right now. When a piece of equipment comes in like that, your union should have been so far in advance of that to let members know what's taking place. You see, members consider that union activity. And if you get them involved, they'll stay involved. Now, that piece of equipment came in. It was very apparent that nobody knew what was going on, not your local president, not your branch president. I sit there and I watch the plant manager explain to your branch president what's happening, but what I'm saying is that should have been explained to the branch president by the local president if that person would get involved. You see, you have none of that. And I promise you, that's not going to be an issue when I take office. This is why I call this podcast M&M. I don't know. You put any names you want to it, but don't use Mork and Mindy. I'm talking your plant manager and your senior leader, MDO, M&M. Now, this is what concerns me. Everybody there is new. You have supervisors there who've probably been there less than a year, a short time. And I'm not knocking that. Don't get me wrong. But what you don't have is anybody out there training them. You don't have that. So let me tell you what mail handlers and clerks have. You've got a bunch of brand new folks running around there, not even a real big inkling of an idea of what should take place and how it should take place, in charge, and the friction is going to continue. Because let me tell you something. When those 204Bs or brand new supervisors, you know, there was a point where you would do extra because that was your friend. And that's only right. But now your friend has committed to management, so now that's your boss. And some of the things your boss tell you to do, not your friend, don't make any sense, and they don't know any better. And there is no senior management there walking in mentoring, with the exception probably of on tour three, Ray Roush, but the people they got him mentoring, not fair to him. But anyway, you don't see that taking place, so you now have a work environment of unknowledgeable managers coming to a union that lives by the concept, well, let's do whatever we have to do to make management okay. But we've got a situation in Columbus, Ohio, where management, I don't know, it's like a circus. You know how sad that is? You got managers in there that 85% of the decisions they make should be questioned. You get a brand new machine coming into Twin Rivers where the carriers are. That machine wasn't there for 2 weeks. You're going to make a decision to pick that piece of equipment up and bring it to City Gate? See, somebody ought to be re-educated and retrained, but made that decision. And when I say re-educated and retrained, I'm only talking that which lends itself to the post office. So now, because postal mechanics take apart a piece of equipment that the post office just purchased, they just burned it in because postal maintenance took it apart and moved it. It is my understanding and my strong understanding, because I used to be very familiar with this, that they just voided and the whole warranty on that machine. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars that machine costs, but I know for a fact, if it was $100,000, I do not want a brand new piece of $100,000 equipment in my building with no warranty. So then we come to find out that the reason all that happened was somebody had the bright idea of, we're going to take it upon ourselves and not go through the process. You see, there's a process when you want to move machinery. You don't just say one day, hey, I'm going to take DB10 and I'm going to take it across town tomorrow. Oh, no, you don't. And again, this is knowledge that I have that is going to make me more of an effective local president. What they have right now is a president who always looks to make sure there's no conflict. Doesn't matter how it ends up for the member. And I think that's crazy. Look at all the situations, people fighting, people getting carried out of buildings. How many times have you seen your local president come down and address a plant manager about any of that? How many times have you seen your local president come down and address you about that? You see, that's that absent leadership.
And listen, my name is Ken Hodge. I'm not an absent person. If you know me, you know when I show up, I show up. This is what we need. You have new, inexperienced postal management coming in. And it's going to make for a very uncomfortable work environment.
Retired people try to tell you what to do.
You need strong union leadership.
You have to be active. That to be strong.
It's going to be hands-on. When you stand up, I stand up.
I'm talking to plant managers.
This is the kind of union leadership that I'm offering. This is the kind of union leadership in these days and times you're going to need
for retired leaders.
Support Kenny Hodge for local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304. And let's make this change happen.